Back to the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome first my co-host, Damon Cowboy 347 Harper. Damon, how are you? I know you're excited about our guest today.
Oh, yes, I'm absolutely excited. Brother Clement, I'm super grateful to be here with you, being the creative and having the audacity. I'm appreciative of your time.
All right, so
Yeah,
again, Clement
glad to be here.
Fang is the Vice President and Project Manager for Briggs & Stratton Energy Solutions. How are you, Clement? And let's kind of talk about how you got involved in this. How did you become the Vice President of Project Management? What is your background in? So
Yeah, so I started off work as an engineer and was working in the electronics industry, but over time I wound up working in home improvement products. And for the last 20 years or so, I've been working with backup power products. And this current gig that I've got at Briggs & Stratton, this is a company that manufactures backup power generators, and we also market backup battery solutions that can power a home just like a generator can.
All right, fantastic. Go ahead, Damon, your question.
Now that's super powerful. We know where the world is at dealing with all these squalls with the weather. Texas being one of them with the floods, and
Absolutely.
we know about the historical Katrina in New Orleans, but we know that the outages, happen all the time across the country, in whatever weather. During these thunderstorms or heat blasts, ice storms, or even, just having problems with the infrastructures with unreliable grids. Okay. Can you tell us, right? Basically the typical experience of over 8 hours of electrical power interruptions, how can you have, a home standby generator with this platform that you have, in position to help these individuals?
Yeah. So, you're mentioning some really good points there. Power outages are becoming more common, and it's not just your imagination. The government tracks the statistics. They calculate how many hours of power outages occur in a year, and they divide it by the total number of households in the country. And recently, the measurement is that the average home in the country experiences 8 hours of power outages in a year. That doesn't sound like a lot, but 10 years ago, it was only 4 hours on average. So the average home is experiencing twice as much power loss as they were 10 years ago. Now, one thing to keep in mind with that stat, if you are living in a place where power outages don't happen very often, you don't even notice it. However, if you live like in Florida, where you get hurricanes every year, like just a year ago, Hurricane Ian went through Tampa and an inland into Orlando. A million people lost power, and some of them were without power for 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh my God.
Wow. I mean, when that happens, it's catastrophic. Your life really can't go on like normal. And then in Texas, 2.5 years ago, that was that cold snap that
Yes.
caused the utility grid to fail, and the whole state was without power for days at a time, and some people were without power for like a week or longer in the
Legendary.
cold. So
Yes.
yes, power outages are happening with more and more frequency.
So let's talk about a standby generator. When I, because you think about that specifically enough, you lose, if your power goes out, you lose the ability to specifically communicate with other people because then you can never charge your cell phone again. You lose your food supply is gone, and your even ability specifically, let's say you that the internet didn't go down in this whole process, right? Meaning like your cell service, if you could power your computer too. With that standby. So there's a lot of importance if you're having lots of power outages, especially places like, say, Puerto Rico as well, because this is an international show, not just national. And Puerto Rico is a part of a province. But the point I'm making is that when the power goes out, life goes out.
Yeah,
So.
our modern lives are so much more dependent on constant, reliable electricity. It isn't just losing the heat and your cooking ability and your refrigerator, but a lot of people, since the pandemic, they work from home. And so if you lose internet and you lose power for your computer and your televisions, you basically can't work. And so losing power is way more inconvenient than it ever has before. Now, power generators have been around a long time. And when you'd say a power generator to most people, they're thinking about a portable generator the kind that you pull out, you put gasoline in it, you pull the cord like on a lawnmower, and it begins making electricity. Those are not the most convenient pieces of equipment because you have to refuel them. They're noisy. There's carbon monoxide fumes that could be dangerous. And you have to run extension cords to the machine. A standby power generator, on the other hand, a kind of product that Briggs & Stratton manufactures, it is permanently connected to a home. So it is wired into your main distribution panel, your service panel. And there's a little device called an automatic transfer switch that's connected to the generator, and it's always sensing utility power. And the moment that it recognizes the utility power is gone, within a few seconds, typically like 8 seconds, 10 seconds, it'll turn the generator on, and the generator spools up and provides electricity right into the house through the main electrical distribution panel, just like the electricity company does. And so essentially, the backup power generator is functioning like a replacement for the utility company. It uses natural gas fuel, or if a house doesn't have natural gas, a propane tank can power a backup power generator. And so with those kind of fuel sources, you can run indefinitely and provide electricity to the home, just like the utility company does.
Oh, that's great. Good, Dim, of your question. This is such interesting information and
Oh,
something to definitely
yeah.
consider if you're trying to have these getaways at Airbnbs and stuff, or you own your own Airbnb, to have that power generator would be a great, I guess, extra source for you, especially if you have multiple properties. But go ahead,
And
Dim.
there's folks who are, maybe they can't leave the house very easily, or they have medical equipment. Like if you got an oxygen tank or something like that going on, or your medication, you really can't go without medication for very long, and the medication is refrigerated. Well, now you're really sensitive to a power outage. And for those folks, it could be a life and death situation that they always have power.
Wow, this is and there's a phenomenal question I have to ask after I get to this humility aspect. In regards to your background, Brother Clement, where does this wisdom, come from being attached to like this empathetic energy that I'm hearing from you as you describe the cause that you're making your career right now? What drew you what drew your attention to this empathetic space?
Yeah. Well, I guess I've always liked working on home improvement. People are proud of their homes. You spend all your leisure time, your sleeping time in your house. And, people like to upgrade their kitchens or build beautiful gardens. But a basic necessity is power. I mean, you need lights, you need power to cook food and to keep your food refrigerated. And so when I wound up working in this category and I understood that weather was getting more severe, I thought, you know what? I should stay in this business. It's a fun category to be in, because you're making a difference. You know,
You
you're
go.
selling a product that can actually help
Right.
people just live a normal life.
And we've heard of the word Briggs and Stratton. Somehow it's a synonymous word in the home improvement world, for sure. My thought is, how many people could really afford a generator like this? And
So,
how does it? So I first want to know how it runs. Like, how do you run it? How do you hook it up? Can it go in any house? And how much power does it give you? And then the second question is, can anyone afford this?
Yeah, great question. So Briggs & Stratton is in this business, and it's probably because you recognize the brand for the company's small engines. So we like to say that 80% of all homes in America have a Briggs & Stratton product inside their house. Hey there, Damon. The small engines that we make, some of them are V-twin engines, a little bit larger, and those are the engines that go inside our standby power generators. So it's an engine that's air-cooled, and when the engine turns on, it's spinning an alternator, and the alternator is making electricity, and we feed the electricity into the house. Now, cost used to be a big problem with generators. 20 years ago, these were like toys for the wealthy and the rich and the rock stars in the world. But today, just about anybody can afford a backup power generator. In fact, the industry estimates that something like 5 to 6% of all homes in the country today have a backup power generator already attached to them.
Wow.
These generators have gotten less expensive and more powerful. So the most common size of generator we sell today is a 26 kW or a 26,000 watt generator. And with a generator that size, you can pretty much power everything in a house at the same time. Your air conditioning, your refrigerators, your bedrooms, your lights, your TVs, your internet. You can turn it all on at once, and that 26 kW generator would have ample power. The cost for one of these machines has come down dramatically. The equipment all by itself is maybe on the $5,000 or $6,000 side. Then you have to add the transfer switch and the electrical connections and then the labor for the electrician to install it in the home. All told, a complete project with the permitting fees, maybe $10,000 to $12,000, and you'd have that generator installed. And these things come with six-year warranties or 10 years if you'd like. And realistically, they last longer than that. So it's a great investment for the home.
I'm sure you can finance different things like that. We are running out of time. We do have to get to our next guest. Damon, one more question for him.
Well, speaking of that, like, I know that the Inflation Act was passed, right? Now, when it comes to, you know, your products and services and like those tax credits, right, that can actually, you know, probably possibly assist, you know, your client avatar, you know, and purchasing in these services. How do you kind of like, you know, create a bridge?
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
So you're talking, I think, about the income tax credit that was part of the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act that was passed earlier this year.
Yes.
That is a 30% tax credit, but it applies for solar energy systems with or without a battery backup solution. So we mentioned that early on. Battery backup solutions are becoming a lot more affordable now, so to the point where people are considering backup batteries instead of a generator in the event of a power outage. So they work just like a generator in the sense that they can sense when the power goes out from the utility company, and then you switch the home over to the batteries, and the batteries can supply enough power to power the whole house. They're still a little bit more expensive than a generator, which is why the government offers this income tax credit that allows you to get 30% of the cost of that battery system refunded back to you with your income taxes.
Got it. All right. Well, fantastic. We appreciate it. Best place to find information, because we have to get going, is where?
Absolutely. Go to briggsandstratton.com, and you can learn much more about generators and home battery solutions.
All right. This is Special Simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Cowboy 347. Appreciate it always. Take care, guys. Smarter by the Day podcast, guys. Take care.